See Alaska's board reorganized after last year's election under a new president, Juneau's Joe Nelson. A new CEO, Anthony Mallott, took the helm around the same time, and some other top officials have been replaced. But there's still plenty of conflict over the Southeast Regional Native Corporation's practices that includes 5 straight years of business losses. The incumbents say the corporation is healthy, and they express confidence shared by Mallott, who says it's headed in the right direction.
That's financial progress. That's strong operational platforms. That's comfort that we can create increasing benefit for our shareholders.
Two of the incumbents live in Juneau. Nelson is a University of Alaska Southeast official. Barbara Cadiente Nelson is a grants administrator and tribal government treasurer. Former state senator and longtime board chairman Albert Kukesh of Angoon is another incumbent. So are former state representative and fisherman Bill Thomas of Haines and attorney Tate London of Bothell, Washington. Most of the challengers are critical of the corporation's programs and business operations. Sea Alaska reported losses of more than $50 million in 2013. It recently announced a significant boost in earnings for 2014, but it still lost close to $10 million. Two of the independent candidates are from Juneau. Karen Togg is a controller, as well as a former board chairwoman of an urban native corporation. Brad Flitch is an investment advisor and former Alaska Native Brotherhood Grand Camp president. Ray Austin of Albuquerque, New Mexico, who works in information technology, is also running as an independent candidate. So are social service program manager Catherine Edwards of Woodland Hills, California, and Yakutat Tlingit Tribe office manager Ralph Wolf, a former Sea Alaska Youth Board member. In addition to the incumbents, several of the challengers have run before. One not on this year's ballot is Mick Beasley, the independent with the highest vote count in last year's election. He says 3 times is enough.
You don't want to get toxic. You want people to believe in what you say. And so to go and ask people repeatedly and repeatedly, I just don't think that's proper.
Also missing this year is an opposition slate. A group called 4 Shareholders for Sea Alaska organized a well-funded challenge last year that put member Ross Sobolev on the board. Carlton Smith, a Juneau real estate company owner, was one of the 4.
My concern last year was that the corporation was reeling from the losses posted in the 2013 financials, and now there's new management, so let's see what they can do.
Karen Togg is the only member of that group running this year. Many of Sea Alaska's approximately 22,000 shareholders have already cast their ballots. Results will be announced at Sea Alaska's annual meeting, June 27th in Juneau. This is Ed Schoenfeld.